The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, it's Lindsay Bjorklund, the Client Happiness Manager here at Grow My Cleaning Company. And today we have a very special episode. Natalie Campion and I, and our whole team is, most of our whole team is on location here in Nashville, Tennessee for our Next Level and Millionaire Mastermind event. So this is the first time we've done a podcast in person together, yeah. Which is super exciting.
I feel like we should be drinking, but not.
Yeah. Sad. Yeah. Actually, disclaimer, I scheduled a podcast with Jackson live and there's going to be beer involved. So
just no drinking with me.
No drinking with you.
Okay. I see how it is. Okay.
I mean, we can always schedule another one.
You're just going to see me in the background. Just drinking.
Just drinking.
That's it. Just okay. Bitterly staring at you drinking.
So this is why I love Natalie. She is amazing person to work with, work for. And today I kind of wanted to dive into what it was like for you and Mike, because you started Grow My Cleaning Company. It was just you two together, right?
Yep. Just us.
So tell me what that was like.
It was basically like starting any business where you're wearing every single hat there is, and then you realize there are 30 more hats that you need and nobody to wear them. So you pick them up, and it was a sharp learning curve. You know, like we were like, okay, let's get this like podcast started. Let's do all of this stuff. And, you know, we were brand new to the whole thing. And, you know, I spent hours upon hours upon hours, like cold calling people and like inviting them to be on the show. And everyone was like, what is this pod cart? I don't know what a pod cart is. And I had to explain to them what a podcast was, right, and why they wanted to be on the guest. And they didn't know us from Adam. And that was a brutal, brutal process.
Yeah. We had a little meeting about podcasts the other day with you and me and Mike, which is a rare meeting to have. And we had a little conversation about, well, how did you used to get podcast guests? And you're just like cold calling.
It was rough, but
it's intense.
Yeah. But now I think podcasting's ubiquitous. So it like people get it.
Yeah. And we don't have to cold call anyone. Right. So that's good. Trying to think how long ago was this when you guys started the initial podcast?
I want to say like 6, maybe 7 years ago.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. It was a while.
So that shows how much growth this company has gone through. So how long did it take you? And today is kind of a different episode because so much of our business is based around the podcast and kind of like how we've grown our audience and found our perfect clients is based around the podcast. So I just want to go into like what that looked like specifically from the podcast point of view, which can easily be applicable to any business, really.
Absolutely.
How long did it take you and Mike from just starting with two people before you needed help, before you hired your first VA or...
I think, you know, in the very beginning, we really didn't know what was important with the podcast. Mm. And so we hired like sound technicians right away that would like edit out ums and ahs, or, you know, and make it super perfect. But honestly, we found that it was the content that was the big difference, right? Like the content and the value of what you're trying to give made all the difference. And yeah, it's super nice to have you and our team making it sound amazing and fixing the sound quality. But if what you're saying is complete junk, it doesn't matter. So
it's very true.
Yeah. So we did hire people right away and then realized, oh wait, we don't need this right now. And so then we went back to just, you know, us doing the podcasting, and then it just became overwhelming as our business grew, the support that we needed to give. And we wanted to serve at a higher level, and we wanted to really, we brought in like these mindset coaches and like paid ads guys and just like people that could really change their lives. And we needed people that were better at it than I was. Like, I was filling a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. And Mike is an amazing business coach. But, you know, he isn't like a tech guy, right? Like,
Definitely not.
And so I had to be that tech guy, which was fun, but it was a sharp learning curve. And I can only do so much. And we realized if we're really going to be able to serve at a higher level, we need to take on people that can do what I do so much better.
Mm.
And so that's really when we realized, like, Natalie's great. I love Natalie. And mm-hmm. I wanted to serve, but I have my limits. And so we found you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was like the best day of my life. Because Lindsay is 100 times better than I was at what I was trying to do. And not only that, like she found other people and helped us like grow and do things that were not in my wheelhouse, but she excelled at it. And that allowed us to serve at a higher level again and really bring our business from one level to the next. And I never could have done that. And we had to find people like you and like Tracy and Jared and Jackson to just like, to bring it to you guys. And so that was like crucial for us.
There's a lot to unpack there. I love how you went through the whole history, basically in a nutshell, but in a good way. Yeah. See, I'm saying like 800 times because we're totally doing this off the cuff. Let's be real. Yeah. We are just chilling after a day with our clients.
It's like a bet behind the scenes.
Yes. 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 You guys can't see it right now, but we hijacked a podium from a conference room to put you guys on. So
by hijack, we stole, but we will replace.
Yeah. So someone could totally just come in on this podcast and yell at us right now. Yeah, that's why I love Natalie. We're like, we're in on it together. But anyhow, so back to the podcasting, the company. So when you handed off to me, there's a few people in between. It wasn't just like perfect. You woke up one day and I was just like, hello, Natalie.
Like my dad used to say, through the many to the one.
You make me sound like an angel, but I definitely mess up and learn.
She is an angel.
But what I want to go over even more is, what was it like from your end handing stuff over? I know it was a relief, but how did you deal with not just me, but you know, other people on the team took over tasks that you do too. And I feel like a lot of business owners out there deal with this problem where you have the things you like to do and you hold on tight, but you also know it's time for you to let go.
Yeah.
And the new person might not do it like you do, but they do an okay job. How do you deal with that?
There's two things. So there's certain things that I really liked doing, mm-hmm. That I didn't want to let go, that I was like, oh, if anyone else does it, they're not going to do it right, which is total head trash. But what we did wrong was try to find one person to replace me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was wearing all the hats didn't mean that somebody should be wearing all those hats.
Right.
And so we made a mistake and tried to offload all of my work onto somebody at first. And because that person's human and, you know, has other things to do other than live, eat, breathe, sleep, grow my cleaning company, it didn't work out. And so we're like, okay, let's regroup. What did we do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that we didn't allocate the jobs to people that they were really good at, right? Like nobody's good at everything. So
right.
We're like, okay, so now we need to find somebody else that just does this thing. And then once that person's up and running, we can find somebody else to do this thing and so on. So first person didn't work out. Second person worked out better,
mm-hmm.
and it was great, but it just wasn't, she wasn't loving it. And so then through that process, we found you.
Yeah.
Who excelled at the task that we were giving you. And then you grew into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started taking on other stuff. And we've kind of morphed you into our client happiness specialist.
Yeah, we just made up a new position.
Right, but we're working with like your amazing talents and your specific strengths, and you've really just like you've knocked it out of the park. And how is it from your perspective? Like, do you feel like we gave you too much in the beginning, or was it like too little, or was it like
Yeah, this is something we were actually talking about yesterday in the Millionaire Mastermind meeting. Was someone on the team was asking about handing stuff over to an operations manager and what that looked like. And so I spoke about my experience with you and Mike, and I always joke around with Mike because I'm like, you know, my ad, that the ad for to hire me just said virtual assistant. I'm virtual. Well, not today, obviously.
We left it very, very vague.
Yeah, which is totally fine because my background is actually in operations of tech startups. So I'm used to absolute madness, craziness, insane deadlines. So this was exciting to me, first of all, because everyone was so cool. And I told Mike the other day, I was like, it was too good to be true, right? Like, because, you know, in New York where I live and I worked in person, you know, there's a lot of jerks and there's a lot of fake people. So that being said, from my perspective, it was kind of like easy to start and you guys eased me in. And then it was kind of like, yeah, technically this is an operations manager role. And I was totally okay with that because I had this crazy tech background. And once I was through that, it was like easy. Not to say everything's been easy though.
Mike can be a challenge. I'm delightful. But Mike can be challenging.
Yeah, you're delightful. But also, Mike, what I like about, and this is totally background stuff, is that he, without ever outrightly saying it, is kind of trains me to have that entrepreneur mindset. I've never had a boss like that. And it's a challenge for me. And I like it because as I've grown, I have my own team under me. And from my perspective, kind of like you, Natalie, I've had stuff that I like to do that I've held on to. Podcasting. I love podcasting. So Mike didn't hire me to be a podcaster. It just so happened that I have editing experience. I have, hosted my own podcast. I've helped other people chart their podcast. It's
music
just like
background too. She's being modest, but it's pretty awesome. You should check her out.
Yeah. If you, I never do this, but my Instagram handle is Lindsbass. So LINDSBASS. I rarely give that out, but you should really be following at Grow My Cleaning Company on Instagram if you're not already, because our content is pretty hilarious, way better than mine. But anyhow, so yeah, it was challenging, but for me, letting go of stuff I like to do has actually been the hardest thing. And it's really an ego thing, right? Mm. Have you faced that where you kind of realize like...
I realized like, you know, I didn't want to let stuff go because I was like, oh, I do this really well. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, I just can't do it anymore. And then when you see somebody excel at it and do better than you did, you're like, I'm so proud.
What was something you had to let go of? I've never asked you.
You know, I think it was like building like our landing pages and like those funnels and stuff. I really enjoyed it because my background was in, you know, graphic design.
Right.
And so I really enjoyed that component of it. And then obviously there's that need of like, oh, I'm needed. Like I'm still integral to the operations. But then that was superseded with, I'm exhausted. I have a small child at home.
Yeah.
And so I was driven by exhaustion to give that up. And then Jackson and the team have just taken it to the next level.
Yeah. So that was one of my weaknesses, and not in a bad, like negative way. It's just, that's not one of my strengths. I didn't even know what ClickFunnels was, which is something our company runs off of. I had no idea what it was before I came here. Our CPM, our operations, Entrepreneur, our system, like it was easy for me, even though it was new, I could learn that. But yeah, what you did was not something I could do. And I remember Mike testing me, build a ClickFunnels page. And I'm like, what? I was Googling. But I had that attitude, like I'll figure it out. That's my startup background. So, and not to say that this path that you and I have gone through, Natalie, is like what everyone will do. But I think there's, once you get to a certain growth point, there's decisions you have to make like that you went through.
Yeah. It was decisions of like, we just need people that are better at what we do. Like Mike has always been a big proponent of that. Like hire people that are better, smarter than you and pay them to do it. Like that's, you know, that's part of being an entrepreneur is really knowing it's the value that you give, but it's also your expertise in knowing how to put things together to provide something that is truly exceptional, right? Like you look at like Tony Robbins, like she's an amazing speaker and an amazing coach, but he hires amazing people.
Yes.
And that's part of his whole thing, because he can't do everything by himself. So knowing those people, giving them the tasks that they're going to excel at, and hiring for attitude rather than a specific skill set. Like your attitude, we didn't know your background when we hired you, but your attitude was right. And then you completely surprised us with, oh, by the way, I know how to do everything that you need. We're like, oh, well, that's fantastic. Great. Could have led with that one, but that's fine. We'll figure it out.
it did work out. The other thing I was going to ask you, and this will kind of be a couple more questions, and this is totally off the cuff, like I said before, for those listening, because Natalie, you and I have like spoken and handed stuff off, but we've never really like sat down like this. So it's pretty cool, actually. When did you decide, and I don't even know this, when we retired you? And by the way, for those that are on audio, I'm interrupting her. I always interrupt. Natalie is not retiring age. She is a young hot mom. But we retired you. Well, Mike did, I should
yes,
say.
Yes, yes. That process took a while. I think it was like really done about 2 years ago, like maybe a little less than that. But like I was still away from most of the stuff. So like you took like 75% of my workload off, which was amazing. And then as we hired more people, we started parsing out the rest of it.
Right.
And now I'm totally out, and I have been totally out for a couple of years. And there's sometimes I come in and do little fun stuff like this, but yeah, for the most
stuff you want to do.
Yeah. That's a huge bonus for me. That was, you know, like I did my time. I got time served, and now I get to retire a little bit younger. But the process took a while because we kept doing it the wrong way. We kept trying to unload all of it on one person. And then we realized that that's not the right thing, and we had to find the right people.
Right.
And so that process probably took a couple of years in itself, like giving stuff away and then taking it back, and then giving stuff away and then taking it back. And then being like, okay, we're going to do this the right way, and we need to delegate it to the right people. That was the key. Was just like, hey, I'm, you know, like as an entrepreneur, you're like, I'm Superman. I can do all of these jobs. Well, nobody else is going to care about your business as much as you do. Mm-hmm. And so expecting that person to work as hard as you do, doing all of those different jobs and be good at them, probably not going to happen. But you find amazing people that are really, really good at specific tasks, that have an awesome attitude, that can grow into other things. That's where you can succeed and retire.
Yeah, Natalie is making me sound like this magical angel, but in reality, even more behind the scenes, because just to totally make this clear, I'm not the one person, like she said, that replaced her. We had to hire accounting, because you used to do all your accounting, which is not even related to graphic design in ClickFunnels at all.
No.
You used to edit the podcast video.
Yep.
I took that over.
Yep.
But now, just to be clear, I have a team of three amazing VAs that are under me. And together as a team, we made this podcast you're listening to. So it's multiple levels of now it's me replicating you, Natalie, except I'm not retiring per se. I'm just taking on bigger thinking for our clients.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have some tasks that I always tell people on our clients, actually, they're like, well, what do I tell my VA to do? And like, what do I do? And this is just like a quick tip. But I always say there's one thing you love doing that you shouldn't be doing. Like you really, your time should not be going to that. So if you like editing your podcast and it takes you 5 hours, even though you love those 5 hours, maybe you should outsource that. Just an idea. And then there's one thing you absolutely hate, and someone could definitely do better than you. A lot of times I hear payroll, just saying, just an idea. So yeah, just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts, Natalie?
Just, you know your limits, know when you need help. And sometimes you will surprise yourself and the people that you can get and how fast you can grow when you have the right team supporting you. And it's not gonna be perfect right at the bat. You may not find the best people right away. But hire for attitude, train for skill, and give them the opportunity to surprise you, to grow and, and, you know, just grow your business, because you can't do it by yourself forever. It just doesn't work, unless you're Mike, in which case, I don't know. He's not really like normal. So
there you have it. Mike is not normal. That's my big takeaway from this podcast. I'm totally kidding. That was amazing. And the only thing I'm going to add to that is allow your people, or no, not just allow, don't be upset or don't be surprised when the people you hire make mistakes.
Yeah.
Let them be human, because nobody's perfect. And we all know that, but putting that into practice, it's not easy. So, yeah. And when people quote unquote fail or make a mistake, that's a chance for everyone to grow and get even better. So
absolutely.
So with that, Cleaning Nation, I'm going to close out this podcast by, having you all bother Mike, because
then he won't bother me.
Yeah. Or me.
I love him to pieces. I bust chops, but
she's kidding, but I'm serious. Like, please, you can text him directly. And this is the number. It is 602-932-6431. That is 602-932-6431. It'll also be on the outro of this podcast in case you don't feel like rewinding. And this is not really a coaching number. It's more like a just a, hey, what's up? Actually, send this message to Mike. If you're listening to this and want to say, hey, say Lindsay and Natalie sent you, and he'll know. Fantastic. All right, Cleaning Nation, thanks so much. And Natalie might be virtual next time, but thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Always good.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.